broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Severe weather has now killed at least four people in the South, and hundreds of thousands are without power now in the Northeast, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
A lot of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are possible. The entire system should begin to push its way offshore, but the threat will still remain from Florida all the way up through at least Virginia. Now, in the Northeast, big issue here is heavy rain and then very gusty winds. They could be extreme. 60-mile-per-hour winds possible in New York. 75-mile-per-hour winds are possible in a place like Boston. As the rain is moving out, snow will still remain here across the Midwest.
People in the Midwest are being warned that temperatures could drop dangerously low in the next few days. Some members of a synagogue in Brooklyn fought with police who were trying to close a tunnel underneath the building. CBS News New York reporter Lisa Rosner.
It's obviously very troubling to not just the Lubavitch community, but people, Jews around the world. This is a very significant place.
Police sources say of the 12 people taken into custody, seven were released and five will be arraigned in front of a Brooklyn judge for charges including criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, and obstruction of governmental administration.
The tunnel was unauthorized. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized for treatment of prostate cancer, but didn't disclose his hospitalization to President Biden for days. Pentagon Press Secretary General Pat Ryder.
Prostate cancer and the associated procedures are obviously deeply personal. And so, we'll continue to work hard to make sure that we're being as transparent as possible moving forward. And again, wish the secretary a speedy recovery.
Republicans will hold an impeachment hearing on Wednesday. The target, CBS's Stacey Lynn says, it's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The goal of Republicans is to capitalize on the border crisis. Their plan is to run the impeachment effort through the House Homeland Security Committee and not the House Judiciary Committee, which is where impeachment articles typically originate. But there are still key GOP holdouts on the judiciary panel. They're confident, though, they'll have the votes to advance it this way instead.
New research shows bottled water contains microscopic nanoplastics. Penn State's Dr. Sherry Mason studies plastic pollution.
Should we be drinking tap water over bottled water? Absolutely. Statistically, it's just a lot safer for you than bottled water.
And Mexico's Supreme Court has lifted a suspension on bullfights in the world's largest bullfighting ring, Mexico City's Plaza Mexico. The expected return of the controversial sport is agitating animal rights activists who say bullfighting is a form of animal cruelty. But thousands of people in Mexico are looking forward to its return. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wet, heavy snow fell in much of southern and eastern Wisconsin until late on Tuesday. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells Jane Matinier that 40-mile-per-hour winds will keep driving hazardous until the snow ends.
When you get underneath one of those snow bands, you'll see some snow accumulating a lot quicker out there, making it harder for the plows to keep up with. But they've been doing an awesome job so far. Mm-hmm. I've been checking cameras across the state. Hats off to you guys.
Wet, heavy snow is causing some power outages. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired eight of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with two touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm. and the ball was on me. So, you know, he put it there. Had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know. But, you know, he made it play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies in the overnight with gusty north or northwest winds, mid-20s by sunrise. The clouds stay with us Wednesday, highs right around 30 degrees. The winds will turn to the south. Wednesday night, we'll have a chance of snow developing late with a few inches of accumulation. Right now, it's 31.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Kelvin is on the board coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. If you ever want to call or text or join us, 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. Of course, the weather is the big story this morning, pretty much affecting a large portion of Wisconsin. And I've mentioned this before, this website, 511wi.gov, which is a really great map as far as where all the accidents are.
Ah.
And that will give you a heads up. 511wi.gov. So, yeah, there's some big closings around Madison. We have an incident around Wisconsin Dells, one in Oshkosh, and a couple around Milwaukee. Right now in downtown Waukesha, we have light snow, nothing too terrible. If you are further north, or especially in the Madison area, I would be curious to see what you are seeing when you look out the window, because some areas are going to be hit a lot harder than this. I know when you left this morning and you came in very early, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
It was just raining.
It was raining. And just as I got into Waukesha, did it start just the tiniest bit of snow?
Yeah.
And, they were plowing. Well, no, they weren't plowing. They were salting mainly. And I salted too last night.
Well, it kept changing.
What a waste.
But it kept changing. We didn't know what it was going to be. And on one hand, it was, if you're close to the lake, you're going to get more snow. And then it was, no, if you're close to the lake, you're probably going to get less snow.
And then I read the riot act from Luke Mather saying, how could you salt your driveway?
Nobody's ever happy.
No, I can't please anyone around here. I'm
telling you. Again, 511wi.gov if you want to check that traffic website. And then also for the Wee Energy's outages, there's some concern that as the snow continues, as the day goes on, it's that real wet, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to lay on the power lines and things like that. And so just be aware. And too, when you're shoveling.
Yes, that was.
Take it easy.
We will be talking to Brittany Merlot later. We talked to Brittany Merlot earlier in the day, and she did make a mention, like took a good chunk of the time to talk about if you have heart problems, if you're older, if you take a break, hire someone, if you serve someone in the neighborhood. You don't need to do it if you don't have to do it.
Yeah, this is going to be, again, that really, really wet, heavy.
Yeah.
It's not that nice, light, fluffy when it's, you know, 12 degrees and you can use a leaf blower,
Especially,
which is what my husband does. Yes. And that it's got to be that really light, fluffy, powdery stuff. But you can leaf blow that stuff.
Oh my God!
Is this a revelation?
This is just what? Like, I just found out today that Crystal Gayle is Loretta Lynn's sister. I never knew that, and I just found out about this because I know you said the wet, heavy stuff, but I'm still gonna try just because on my street, the city comes around, they plow us in, and more than half the time spent shoveling is shoveling just the little part of my driveway to get out.
Oh, sure.
And it's a lot, and it gets heavy.
It's those big chunks. It's those big rocky chunks.
Oh, my God, my mind's blown right now.
But again, only for the light, fluffy stuff. Calvin, you are not surprised.
I'm going to try
it. You look like you know the leaf blower method.
I've actually never used it, but I'm familiar with it. But yeah, Greg, sorry to break your heart. It's definitely not going to work today.
You know what? I don't believe in either one of your non-belief in me.
Give it a try.
I've done dumber and made it work.
You're going to stand there until you melt it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh!
Just get a big hair
dryer. I'll hook a heating element up to it.
There you go. You just melt it. Okay. We have a very, very busy show today. We're going to recombobulate coming up at 10:30 with Dan Schaefer from the award-winning Recombobulation Area. Next hour, 11:33, Matt Wild. I'm really excited. Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record will be here. Among other things, he's going to update us about their casserole contest that they held around Christmas. I've been waiting.
I'm hoping that next year that you and I can be judges. I don't want to enter. No, I want to...
Judge. Oh, I like that idea. And then, as you mentioned, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Rouleau will join us at 11:50 for Weather and Wine and give us a little update on what we're looking at. I wanted to start, though. Boy, this is pretty amazing. You know, Donald Trump is in court in four different cases around the country. This morning, his lawyer, John D. Sauer, told a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit Court that prosecuting former presidents will open a Pandora's box from which America may never recover. Now, one of the judges said, quote, "You're saying a president could sell pardons, could sell military secrets, could tell SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival?" And the Trump lawyer responded, "If it was part of a president's official duties, he would have to first be impeached and removed from office by Congress before he could be prosecuted." So remember, of course, Donald Trump was impeached twice. The Senate failed to convict him. So again, in this instance, you just get to skate.
Failed or refused. There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's overseeing the prosecution, argues that granting such a sweeping legal shield gives future presidents license to commit crimes like accepting bribes or directing the FBI to plant evidence on political opponents. And it pretty much does give you a free pass to do whatever you want if you're president.
What is going on? I mean, like, okay, let's not be naive. Let's not be naive about this. When you're president, when you're higher up in military and or the government, you get to get away with stuff and people never find out, or you get to write a report that, you know, tastefully covers it up. But this is just blatant. Like, you can be like, "Hey, America, I shot that guy.
Yeah.
Good luck."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's becoming more and more like I feel like this is turning into a bad comic book. Like the evil leader of a country that we would never live in, but it's America now. And now it's like a dumb Lex Luthor is trying to take over.
But it's all right out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all right out there and being argued in the open that, again, Trump was impeached twice but not convicted. So, therefore, whatever he did, you can't prosecute him for. I can't even wrap my brain around the logic of that what that would mean going forward.
The less you try to apply logic to it, the better your brain's going to be, I truly believe.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to chime in on this, again, we're talking about an argument going on this morning in a D.C. Circuit court that essentially Donald Trump's lawyer says he can do anything.
Yeah.
It's all fine. He first has to be impeached and then convicted by Congress. Then he can be held accountable. Otherwise, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Where did you go to law school?
I don't know, but the older I get and the more I look at some of these people, especially members of Congress who are lawyers,
yeah,
I am ashamed I never gave it a shot.
Well,
because I was always under the understanding that you have to be a brilliant human being in order to be a lawyer.
No. I wanted to be a lawyer.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm not brilliant. Not
and
even
so I was very intimidated by even trying to attempt it.
Yeah. What did Trump's other lawyer say? Didn't she say something about, she's like, "I can pretend to be smart"?
Oh, Alina Habba.
Yeah. She's like, He's got a real team of winners around him.
He does. His lawyer, Alina Haba, who I believe now is one of his lead lawyers, essentially said on a podcast last week that she would rather be pretty than smart because she can fake being smart. Okay.
Are you hearing that, little girls around the world?
It's better to be pretty.
There you go. Good Lord.
Better to be pretty than smart because you can always fake smart.
Oh, my God. And there are people out, and there are people out there who think this man is literally sent by God.
Yes.
They think he is touched by the Lord himself upon his forehead, Simba style, and is like, all that you touch, all that you see, all that does not cover the shadows and covered in shadows is yours.
And Earl, or Ingram, essentially, he talked about that quite a bit yesterday. There is a fair number of people who, yes, who absolutely believe that Donald Trump was sent by God.
I know. I watched a story, a report on this. The person went to an event, like a convention held by Turning Point USA. Turning Point, of course, being
Charlie Kirk
and his band of needle nose idiots. This gentleman said, what they do is because it's also very Christian. So they have speakers like your Mike Lindells. I don't know if Donald Trump was there, but all his sycophants who are saying how put up down he is and how much of a hero he is for you and how much he's an American. And then they have worship music afterwards. So you see people going from this frenzied state of almost cult-like adherence and then going into this
religious
type of state of worship and honoring. And it's like you paint a picture of Trump as the put upon, the little guy,
he will speak for the downtrodden.
He's
right?
David. He's not the Goliath.
Right. Yes.
And then you worship in God's name because God chose Trump. And then you can go from one to both. That's how they justify it, because God chose him. You can be as hateful and narrow-minded and all the things you want to be because God told you so.
It's God's will.
It's God's will. He put him upon this earth. And if he wants to kill someone, he will. He can.
Because it must be justified.
It must be justice.
It must be horrifying for people, genuine people of faith, to hear these kinds of things put forward. It's got to be really painful.
I don't if it's Jack from Merrimack or John.
It's Bill from Oconomowoc.
Bill. He's the preacher?
He's a teacher.
A religion teacher. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A Christian leadership teacher.
Yeah, we've heard them speak about this. You know, it's like you have to go the extra mile to say, no, and here, let me show you why you are wrong.
If you ever want to check in, you can call and or text 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter when we return FAFO consequences.
Oh!
It's so interesting. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Change me, you can twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating me. Our changes are taking the pace I'm going through. Changes.
Turn and face the strange
changes.
Oh, look out, you rock and rollers.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange
Grown Radio, WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR. FHR and on the Civic Media app.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Happy birthday!
When I get old, I lose my head.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Shout out to Bayfield this morning and Wausau, wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for joining us. And you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789.
If you heard someone say pre-recorded, it's not pre-recorded.
No, we are live.
We are live right now. It is today, Tuesday, the 9th of January.
Yes, it is. We were talking before we took the break that Donald Trump, one of Donald Trump's lawyers, is in a D.C. Circuit Court this morning arguing that unless a president is impeached and then convicted in Congress, he essentially cannot be held responsible for anything. And we're taking your calls and your texts. Andrew from Maine checking in. Let's remember that in an impeachment, especially a presidential impeachment, is a political trial and not a legal one, unless, of course, that the impeachment process would like to adopt the federal rules of trial. That's where jurors get to make public statements before hearing any evidence. Andrew also says, if the courts agree with Trump's team, does that mean the current impeachment inquiry into Biden is null and void since the president is above the law? I think that's a very good question, and I would assume that Trump's lawyers would say no. Absolutely not.
No, Trump's
not in that instance, just in our instance.
Trump's lawyers would be like, say that again, just slower. I got to write that down.
Break it down for me.
Yeah.
Break it down for
Can
me.
Can you, shorter words, less bumps in the words.
All right. I wanted to move on, and I think this is important because we had many jokes at their expense. Report this morning that Florida's Republican Party yesterday voted in an emergency meeting to remove Chairman Christian Ziegler from his position following allegations of sexual assault. Florida Senate Republican Blaise Ingaglia told CNN, quote, no one voted for Christian Ziegler.
Say that name again, that second name.
Blaise Ingaglia?
That's not a real name. No.
Florida Senate Republican Blaise, B-L-A-I-S-E.
Blaise.
Blaise.
Blaise Ingaglia.
Ingaglia. I want to applaud the Florida Republican Party. Well, come on.
No.
Let's acknowledge where
they did the bare minimum.
But no one voted to support him.
So what?
And I only think that's because it is so blatantly against what they claim to hold dear, which is traditional family values.
Yeah, and you know what? Fine. Cool. Good job for doing what you should have done. I'm not giving you anything. But also, here's the other thing is, I wondered about all the skeletons and all the closets of all those other individuals, because they ain't the only one. Please.
You certainly have to wonder. In case you've forgotten, Ziegler is being investigated by the Sarasota Police Department. A woman last year accused him of rape, and this was after Ziegler and his wife, one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty, had a three-way sexual encounter with this woman.
And he videotaped it. Without their consent.
Without this, reportedly without this woman's consent. Yes. They were supposed to have another meeting between the three of them. His wife couldn't make it. The other woman involved said, I was really here for her.
No!
Christian Ziegler allegedly went over to her home and forced himself on her and recorded it. And so, again, he has been removed from as the head of the Florida Republican Party. We'll see what happens with his wife. Again, one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty. I believe she's still on Ron DeSantis' Disney board. I'm pretty sure. I know.
I'm just thinking, like, all right, Florida, relax, everyone. You're in good hands now. Blaze is in charge.
Blaze has got your back. Yeah. And then the other thing, Lauren Boebert from Colorado.
Bingo Boebert?
Bingo Boebert, Betelgeuse Boebert. She was famously getting frisky with her boyfriend at a musical production, family-friendly, by the way, of Betelgeuse, and essentially said she hadn't dated so long she didn't realize there were cameras everywhere. That was her excuse.
Yeah.
That was her excuse.
Yeah.
And she also said at the time that they were on a first date.
I love when people have a connection, Jane. You know,
you just know. Especially, when you click, you click.
Especially over a play. You know, like, she loves art.
She's an appreciator of the arts.
Exactly. So here's more like Lauren Boebert.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I really don't like the mud that you're slinging at her, because this is a person who supports the arts. Wants to just find love. Who doesn't want to find love, Jane?
It's true.
Who doesn't want to find love?
If you'll remember, Boebert decided to avoid a tough re-election battle, but she only won by like 400 votes last time around.
Yeah.
So rather than take on the challenger, she moved. She essentially moved to a more conservative district across the state, and now introducing herself to those voters, she's trying to make light of her past issues. Quote, many of you know who I am, Boebert said, telling the Baca County Republicans. I don't have to ask the ushers like at the Buell Theater, which is where Betelgeuse was being performed. So after she was caught vaping in the theater and they asked her to leave, and that did not go over well. And then she, of course, had to ask them, do you know who I am?
It's so obnoxious. I mean, could she win? Absolutely. But I don't think it's going to go well for her because granted, she's from there, but she's going to be seen as a carpetbagger in the highest regard, like just a coward.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because she's like, they're going to know her. Whomever is running against her is going to say she moved here so she could win. She doesn't have your best interest. She has her own interest. If I was running against her, my whole campaign in a primary
would be that.
It would be hammering her for being afraid, not having a good record. And if I'm a conservative, this sort of behavior is not family values behavior. We're better than that. Oh, God. The text writes itself.
She also, Lauren Boebert, became the subject of an investigation over the weekend after officers were called to a restaurant in Silt, Colorado. Her ex claimed they met up at a restaurant and she punched him in the face. No one was arrested. No one has been charged. Her former husband says he doesn't want her to be charged. Quote, I don't want nothing to happen. Her and I were working through a difficult conversation, unquote. That's Jason Boebert, Bobo's ex. And another thing for Colorado voters to keep in mind, if she gets reelected, then she gets congressional benefits for the rest of her life.
Will she?
It would be her third term.
Her third term, but is it starting over in a new district?
That's a good question. We'll have to see if we can find the answer for that. When we return, the one and only Dan Schaefer, we will be recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. We're also going to talk about the medical marijuana bill that was introduced by the Republicans yesterday in the state assembly. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Monday mornings, go for a ride, doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren. A postcard, drop me a line stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 60?
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A storm is hitting the south and the east, and there won't be much time to rest before more bad weather arrives, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
On the heels of this one comes another one Friday into Saturday. It also produces a large swath of snow in places like Chicago. Detroit, also a target here. Some of the snow totals going into the weekend could top afoot.
The White House is still dealing with Defense Secretary Austin's puzzling decision to keep his week-long hospitalization a secret, NSC spokesman John Kirby.
At no time was the ability for the United States military to defend our national security interests compromised.
Austin was being treated for prostate cancer. Moody's Analytics says office vacancies hit a record high in the fourth quarter. CBS News business correspondent Jason Brooks.
Hybrid work models have effectively muted office demand, making 2023 the most downbeat for the commercial real estate sector since the great financial crisis 15 years ago.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New technology developed in Wisconsin could help doctors detect developmental disorders before a baby is born. The University of Wisconsin in Madison says it's currently focused on autism, ADHD, and other disorders that aren't usually diagnosed until later. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the border. Congressman Brian Steil on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies in the overnight with gusty north or northwest winds, mid-20s by sunrise. The clouds stay with us Wednesday, highs right around 30 degrees. The winds will turn to the south. Wednesday night, we'll have a chance of snow developing late with a few inches of accumulation. Right now, it's 31.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin's on the board, joining you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Every Tuesday at this time, we recombobulate with the award-winning journalist Dan Schaefer. Good morning, Dan. How is the? Is it just rainy by you? We cannot hear you.
It's just Wisconsining.
Okay. It's just Wisconsining. There we go.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't even know what characterization we have for the weather right now. It's just Wisconsining all over the place.
And better late than never. I heard Pat Kreitlow earlier this morning talking to some people in the farming community in Wisconsin, and we really need this. We do. We got to have the moisture. So just be careful on the roads, folks. Things aren't looking too terrible right now, but again, that map you can use is 511wi.gov, and that will give you a whole statewide map of where all the accidents are all over the state, so take advantage of it. It's really very useful. You just published a new piece at the Recombobulation Area, Dan. What are we talking about?
I did, and I've been working on this piece for a little while. I published in partnership with my friends over at Milwaukee Record. It is on marijuana legalization, which, of course, has been in the news this week with the Republican proposal dropped yesterday about medical marijuana. But the piece that I wrote was really about recreational marijuana and what in the world Wisconsin is doing on this issue right now, because we are now surrounded by so many other states in the Midwest that have legalized recreational marijuana. And Wisconsin is one of only 12 states to have no comprehensive cannabis policy, to have no medical or recreational marijuana legalized. We are pretty far behind our Midwestern neighbors. And now, you know, the majority of the population of the U.S. now lives in a state where marijuana is legal. Recreational marijuana is legal. And so I just kind of dove into it thinking, what in the world are we doing here? And how can we get to a point where we can make a common sense decision on policy and, you know, puff, puff, pass this legislation on marijuana legalization?
Well, again,
I did that just to annoy Greg, and it is working. For those of you on the live stream, Greg has his head in his hands reacting to my
You're a father, okay?
Just annoy Greg.
You can always watch us on the live stream, by the way, on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, and you can leave a comment or call at 844-967-2789. So what the Republicans proposed yesterday, Dan, and I think the part that stuck out the most to me was that they want the state to run 5 dispensaries. That blows my mind.
Yes, the party of free enterprise and limited government.
Entrepreneurship.
Would like for Wisconsin to be the only state in the country to have state-run medical marijuana dispensaries, 5 of them across the state, which I have to imagine for a lot of people, it's going to be a whole lot closer to drive to Illinois or
Minnesota
to go to a legal marijuana dispensary. There was a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum last year that said the majority of Wisconsin's population is within a 70-minute drive of a legal dispensary.
Yep.
That was before Minnesota legalized. So I have to imagine that number is shifting quite significantly with that one. It's not great what we're doing right now. And it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And yeah, the whole state run thing, that's already getting pushed back within Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature. This is a proposal that came through from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Assembly Republicans. I saw a key Senate Republican, Mary Felskowski, who's advocated for medical marijuana in the past, came out saying, hey, I like medical marijuana. I don't really understand this whole state run thing. I think we should involve private industry to administer these things the way we do, you know, any other kind of medicine in the state. So that was pretty weird. Another example of the Assembly and the Senate Republicans not really being on the same page in the state legislature. But I don't know. Is this the best we're going to get right now? I don't really know.
Well, honestly, like we talked about this yesterday when it came down, when the language came down, that just goes to show how little the architects of this bill know about the process as on the whole. Like they, in their heads, they think, well, this is how we can do it. This is how we should do it. Here's 9 things that can affect you. We'll do 5 stores. Done. Like, I think in their head, they've succeeded. They don't understand
why this is an issue.
That in 2 years, they're going to have to build 10 more stores then, or just do the smart thing and take one of the 50 vape shops and say, all right, you apply for a license. You sell it through them. These are your guidelines. These are your restrictions. And you will be taxed accordingly, so, thus and so. Because, like we said, like, you know, doing the emissions in this state was apparently too much of a hassle. They had to push it onto private business. Selling weed is going to be 10 times harder.
And the other question I have about that, and I might be completely wrong about this, Dan, marijuana is still classified as a Schedule I drug, is it not?
Yeah, there's some federal factors within this. I think that, you know, the Biden administration has taken a number of steps to kind of slow roll decriminalization, more or less, to expunge a lot of convictions and take, you know, the steps that they can through the executive branch. But I don't know exactly what the path is that they can do. But, you know, another thing that I thought was interesting about this move in Wisconsin was that this would generate zero tax dollars. It would essentially be, you know, revenue neutral with setting up these state-run facilities and not getting any revenue in return. You know, in contrast to that, the bill proposed by Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard, who has been trying to propose legalization efforts for about a decade, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimated that in 1 year that would generate close to $170 million in tax revenue. So you could have, you know, door number one, we have state-run medical marijuana facilities, the most restrictive in the nation, as Robin Voss characterized it, or door number two, just do legal recreational marijuana and generate $170 million and do the thing that every state around us seems to be doing. So it's kind of a baffling policy. And it's just like, you know, this medical marijuana pitch would seem dated a decade ago. You know, it's just like, it's just so far behind the times on this issue. And even if you're opposed to marijuana, even if you have to just recognize the reality at this
point. It's here.
You know, it's here. And like, there was a really good feature story from MLive in Michigan showing just a map of where a lot of the customers for some of these Upper Peninsula marijuana dispensaries are coming from. They're all coming from Wisconsin. You know, they're all coming across the border to buy at these legal shops. So what are we doing? It's just we're losing money. We're you know, needlessly criminalizing something that should not be illegal. You know, there's state municipalities across the state have, like Milwaukee, have moved to basically make this like a $1 fine that they're not going to really enforce possession or whatever. It's just even if you're opposed to it, there's just like you have to be pragmatic at a certain point and take the step to just do what everyone else is doing here and get with the times and legalize recreational marijuana.
As we do every Tuesday, we are recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We're talking about the Republican proposal that was announced yesterday to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. The other question I have, going back to it still being a Schedule I drug, according to the federal government, that has meant many banking issues for mm-hmm. other states where they have legalized recreational or whatever. It's not handled by the state, but they can't. Banking is very difficult, and handling this money that they're bringing in is very difficult. So how would the state be able to do that?
It creates a number of other issues, doesn't it?
Right?
I mean, it's just, instead of following successful models that we have all around us, creating this brand new model that, you know, seems destined to change eventually anyway. I think that's the thing too, is that I think the way that public opinion has gone on this issue over the past decade or so, you know, the most recent Marquette University Law School poll had, I think, 2/3 of the state is in favor of recreational marijuana legalization, including about half of Republicans. So it just seems inevitable that we're going to be getting to this place anyway. I think there's a generational divide in many ways, particularly among Republicans on this issue. One thing I wanted to point out from my story is that you know, when you, whenever you bring this up, this issue up on social media of marijuana legalization, somebody will respond, oh, the Tavern League, right? Everybody always.
I do.
Oh,
I do.
You do. Yeah. And well, here's the thing. I reached out to the Tavern League for the story. I was pretty surprised at their response. They are not opposed to recreational marijuana legalization in Wisconsin.
Seriously.
I repeat, the Tavern League of Wisconsin is not opposed to recreational marijuana legalization.
Fake news.
And there is proof to, and there is proof to this as well.
Yeah.
So if in Wisconsin, if you are a lobbyist and you are advocating on one side or another of a certain bill, you have to register in favor or opposed. So if the Tavern League were to be actively working against any of the marijuana legalization bills or, you know, whatever bills it might be, they would have to register. And so I have a quote on the record in this story that you can read right now at Milwaukee Record from the folks at the Tavern League saying, we haven't taken a side on this. We don't have a dog in this race. We don't know why people are blaming us for this, and not to, you know, give cover for the Tavern League.
No.
I think there are a lot of problems with them, but they have said, and they are not actively opposed to any legalization efforts.
And they're not lobbying against legalization.
And they're not lobbying against it. If they were lobbying against it, they would have to register with the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. You know, I included links to all of that. You can investigate all of their lobbying efforts on that page. But they are not actively lobbying against any recreational marijuana legalization.
Well, and I just want to say this. And good for you, Dan Schaefer, for actually calling the Tavern League to find out their position on this. Because you're right. They've been getting blamed for this for at least a decade.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like they don't know why and they don't like it or they're befuddled. Then at least go out on your Twitter account, on your social media, and just make a statement. We do not take a position on this, and here are the supporting factors, just like you did. At least to give themselves cover, because if that's something that they've been taking on for a long time, they're taking the aimless blame, which I have been talking about for years now, never knowing because I was always told it was the Tavern League.
Right.
Then you got to do something for yourself to cover your own tuckuses, because if you're just sitting there going, well, why are they saying that? Well, no one knows. Also,
well,
by
that's
the
why
way,
I wanted to ask them yeah, because it yeah. was one of those things that, like, when I talked to certain people about it on the issue, they were just like, I don't really think it's the Tavern League. And I was like, really? And they, yeah, I don't really think so. So I went, you know, I reached out to their government affairs officer and their spokespeople and had an on the record interview with them and now have them quoted as saying that they are not opposed to marijuana legalization.
So is it just a generational thing then, Dan? This reluctance?
You know, I think it's going to sound partisan, but it's just Republicans. It's just the Republicans in the legislature.
Certain Republicans, Voss, though. Just certain Republicans.
Evan Lemahieu. Well, and it's certain Republicans, too. And that's one of the things that, you know, I interviewed State Senator Melissa Agard for this piece. Subscribers to the Recombobulation Area can listen to that full interview. And she said that, you know, there are a number of Republicans in the caucus who have told her that if she gets this bill to the floor, the full recreational marijuana legalization bill to the floor, that they'll vote with her, that they would support marijuana legalization. But they said they can't really cross leadership, and leadership sets the committee schedule and allows which bills to get a public hearing. So it is Robin Voss and it is Devin Lemahieu.
Yeah.
And those are the people, you know, it so often we're what's the nefarious motive here? Is it the Tavern League? Is it this other thing? It's just Republican leadership. Like so many issues in Wisconsin that they are out of step with and out of touch with. And it's the minority rule ruling over the majority as they have in so many ways. And I think that's what's happening here is that I think you'd get a number of Republicans that would support legalization if you just had a clean bill for it reach the floor in the Assembly or the Senate. But they're just not going to be able to do anything to counter the leadership and their position on it.
If you want to chime in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or you can watch on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Dan will still be here. We will continue recombobulating. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hoping for a relaxed weekend. Once I get strapped in the 210. Wheels up and we'll be rocking. Getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody recombobulate me? We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin's on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. You can find it wherever you app, where you get your app things.
Where do you app?
I app at the Google Play Store.
Me too. And if you want, you can go to the Civic Media app. Or Google Play and get that Civic Media app. You know what other app you actually can get?
What?
The Wisconsin 511 app.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
In an app form.
That's cool. Take advantage of that. 511wi.gov. It'll show you where all the accidents are around the state. It's really very useful.
It's where it's happening.
Oh, nice. And our app is free, so make sure you
don't you shake your head at me, Dan Schaefer. Don't you shake your head at me.
It's the pun off. Dan Schaefer is here, as he is every Tuesday, to recombobulate. He's the author of the award-winning Recombobulation Area, and he just published a piece about the Republicans yesterday putting forward their proposal for medical marijuana in Wisconsin. John from the Falls texting in, just another example of Republicans wanting to put politicians in a doctor's office. Let's be honest here, they're just trying to score political points by giving the public what they want without actually giving the public what they want. It's officially time to change our state motto for Wisconsin from forward to backward.
We got also a text from Andrew from Maine, 541, listening. He said, what would it take to put a question on the ballot as a referendum should WISCO decriminalize marijuana and allow sales with the same regulations, restriction, and requirements alcohol? Now, if I'm not mistaken, our referendums are pretty toothless here in the state. Like, they're not, you put a referendum.
It's not a binding, right, Dan? They're not binding referendums.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple things there. One, we just don't have statewide referendums as, like, direct statewide ballot initiatives in the state of Wisconsin. You know, so that's the way a lot of different states have passed marijuana legalization.
Yeah.
You know, those, you know, far left liberals in Missouri, they passed it with a statewide referendum.
So Ohio radical.
Just you mean
it.
Steve?
They're so radical.
Yeah, those radical leftists in Missouri and Ohio.
They tried something too with that.
More than.
I'm sorry. Go
What's
on.
That?
They tried, but they put a question on a referendum years ago, but it only was certain parts of the state that was asked the question about marijuana.
Actually, in that shared revenue bill, they banned those types of non-binding referendum questions. So you know, they don't want to hear from the public on that because they keep revealing that, you know, people want legal marijuana or you know, reproductive rights or whatever it might be that will be on those referendums. So in Wisconsin, it would have to be an amendment to the state constitution, which would be required action by the state legislature anyway.
And that's not going to happen.
Which isn't going to happen.
No.
So basically the only real path forward for legalization is through the Republican-controlled Wisconsin state legislature. And I think you touched on it a little bit there is that, you know, this is an election year. This is an election year for the state legislature. They are clearly losing the public opinion battle on the marijuana legalization issue. And I think you hit it right on the head saying that this is a way to fend off some election year challenges. You know, if we have an election under new maps, you know, some of the places that have been so heavily gerrymandered in the state of Wisconsin would include the Milwaukee area suburbs. Milwaukee area suburbs are not too far from Illinois. So are people going to say, like, hey, you know, make this an issue in a lot of these elections, saying that we should legalize recreational marijuana in the state? I think it's a winning issue for Democrats, and it's clearly driving a wedge between Republicans, you know, many of those who do support recreational legalization.
When you mentioned that yesterday, as far as it being like, you know, listening to the people and trying to propose legislation to do something, once again, I just imagine the group of Republicans who got together and put this together and said, see, we did something. Vote for us.
Maybe they'll be nice to us now.
I mean, they are like screaming.
They want a participation trophy. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they in their heads, they thought, well, this will get them. This will really get them. We got them. They're going to vote for us.
But the thing that sticks out to me too, Dan, is the whole fact that this would not be a revenue generator. Is like, come on.
I know people who don't smoke weed who want this for revenue generation.
Just for the tax.
Exactly.
Tax relief. I mean, schools. And Andrew from Maine already said, too, $170 million extra to spend on childcare. Heck no. But $170 million extra to throw to sports team? Oh, yeah, we can make that happen.
They would sooner give it back to the people in a rebate than they would spend it on the people overall in certain programs. That's what the Republicans love doing.
So, Dan, and we've talked about this before on the show in general, just about contacting your lawmakers. Call them. Seriously, call them. And if you go to myvotewi.gov, that will list off every single elected official who represents you in your district and give you all their numbers and all their contact information and everything. Because what else can we do?
And I think there are simple steps that the legislature could take. And one is just have a public hearing on the Democrats' bill on this, you know, or reach across the aisle. Like we had, you know, that was another thing that Senator Agard mentioned in our interview. She's saying, like, there were a number of bipartisan wins this past year in the legislature. You look at shared revenue, you look at the Brewers, you look at the alcohol policy reform bill. Those were all things that passed with bipartisan support. You know, if we want something that's really going to work for Wisconsin, you're not going to get it just through one side of the assembly. You know, we're going to just have a public hearing on what the Democrats' bill are, or work together on something. Like, these are not, you know, extraordinarily difficult steps to take. But I think, you know, one of the things that she said is that, you know, she said she thinks this will pass within the next two legislative sessions. So I guess optimistically before the end of the decade, Wisconsin might have recreational marijuana. We're still going to be about a decade behind the times, no matter what.
I just want to reassure Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu that if they do decide to hold public hearings on this, you can ignore what people say anyway. You don't have to actually listen to what they say. You can just continue to do what you want, but throw them the bone. And have them, let them speak so they at least feel good.
And dodge them tomatoes coming at you. Dodge those tomatoes. Whoa, whoa.
Dan Schaefer, I highly recommend you subscribe to his wonderful recombobulation area, especially now we're in 2024. It's an election year and nobody breaks it down quite as thoroughly as Dan Schaefer. Where can we find you, Dan Schaefer?
You can find us at therecombobulationarea.news. The Recombobulation Area on Substack. You can also find me on Twitter at Dan R. Schaefer, where I will occasionally tweet about things other than the Milwaukee Bucks.
Thanks a lot, Dan. We will see you next week. Don't go away. We have news on the way next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the morning, a puff up, pass out, another wasted night wasted away.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think.
It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.